you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us possibly as a rerun, or maybe you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however you receive us. We appreciate the hell out of it. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I am basking in Bernie.
Basking? Gross.
That sounds bad, doesn't it?
Basking in Bernie. That's not what I meant.
We just listened to some of those clips from him on Liberty University, right. The speech he gave. Amazing. That was amazing.
Sorry, I was burping off
mic.
No,
that's okay. God, I still have a cold.
Oh, that
my
sucks.
My throat hurts.
Yeah. Well, Dayquil'd up?
Oh, yes.
But continuing on, soldiering on.
Oh, wow.
For your art.
Our audience. I'm able to do an internet radio show for my own apartment.
Right.
Wow.
It is live for you all that are listening to us right now. We appreciate it. It's been a hell of a busy weekend. Lots of stories. It's one of those where I start going through shit. And goddamn, the magic spreadsheet of crab diving be overflowing with all
That's
kinds
awesome.
Of stuff going on, including Bernie Sanders this morning, which you mentioned. Bernie Sanders probably won't be the headline anywhere, but he made it to Liberté Université.
Why would he go there?
I believe he was invited and accepted, maybe. And
why did they invite him? It's just fascinating.
Or maybe his people reached out. I don't know exactly how it occurred, but...
Because that's more of a Pat Robertson kind of...
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Or that guy who
oh my God.
Made his announcement there when he leapt into the clown car, Ted Cruz. But I did find out that I thought that this was kind of the same deal where, you know, Ted Cruz, one of the funny things about it was that there was like a conscripted audience that this was their weekly or monthly or whatever the fuck, hourly invocation. And if you don't show up for this thing, you get fined
at
Liberté University. They take attendance at this thing.
Oh, my God.
So Ted Cruz went and made his announcement. But Bernie's not like that. This meeting today that filled that auditorium was not, as far as I know...
It's not required?
Was not part of their requirement.
I want to do a stand-up comedy show like that for a college where if they don't come, they get fined.
Well, probably not Liberty, though.
Why?
Right? You'd probably do great at Liberty University.
No, they'd love me.
All those repressed Christians?
No, sure.
Look at the Duggars.
Let's all talk about what you're thinking. Pervs.
Right, exactly. Yeah, button up those, cover up those ankles, ladies.
Oh, God.
You who was... speaking of, did you see the story? This is on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Hey, if you want to tweet us during the show, chat with us on the Twitter at crabdiving.
Oh, shit. It's open right now.
One of these days we'll open up the phones again. But, you know, it's just a pain in the,
really
pee
is.
Hole. But there is a town.
Right.
Called Dadeville.
Hey.
Dadeville. And I am reading from the Alex City Outlook.
Oh, okay.
Lighting the way for Alexander City and Lake Martin since 1892.
Is this in Florida?
Is this periodical? This
Dadeville?
Dadeville. Hold on. We're looking, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait for it.
Pay attention.
Oh, yes.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Go to our social media.
Alabama.
Oh, shit.
Stan. Alabama, Stan.
That's kind of worse than Florida, because at least in Florida, you get a couple of coasts of beach line. Yeah. You're like, you have some beach in Alabama.
Are you saying you have an ocean you can run into and drown yourself at
Absolutely.
Least?
Absolutely. Those Gulf Shores, Alabama, I guess.
This is Dadeville, Alabama.
Fuck you, stupid.
City council member Frank Goodman at the August 25th meeting.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Has decided that he wants to put forth an ordinance, or decided that he wanted to put forth an ordinance against what he called slacking.
Oh, shit.
Which most normal people call sagging.
Are we talking about pants?
We're talking about saggy pants.
Oh, God. Who gives a fuck? Frank.
Goodman said, it's all about respect. Meanwhile, we know what it's all about.
Yes.
It's all about racism.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's all about respect. Who's going to respect you if you don't respect yourself? The reason I brought this up is I think people deserve respect when they are in public.
What?
I think slacking is disrespectful. It gives our younger generation the wrong impression of what is cool.
Hey, this guy knows what's cool, Frank.
You know, the Beatles had long hair, and they wanted to ban that.
You know, Frank, I mean, you know, every once in a while I see someone that may be slacking and the crack of their ass is hanging out. Maybe it's on purpose. Maybe it's not. Yeah, I don't want to see it, but who gives a fuck? Just avert your eyes.
Well, yeah, and I'd rather not have my popo walking around trying to judge how much ass crack is legal, or how saggy are your pants? And what if you can't see their ass crack, you just see their underwear? Is that illegal?
Do you think this is ridiculous?
Right.
This is so fucking stupid.
Don't
they have better things to focus on in Alabama than sagging?
Well, they're upset about that whole stars and bars thing still.
Slacking.
Anyway, I think they passed it like 9-0 or something like that.
Oh my God!
This ridiculous ordinance, which I can't imagine is going to stand up once they pass this. Oh, you know what? They've decided that they're going to also add women's attire.
Okay,
short skirts.
What?
Or short shorts.
God damn it, Frank.
Listen to this. That wasn't Frank. That was some other asshole who's like, well, yeah, those slacky pants. And what about those whores walking around with their cooters waving around?
Well, don't tell me we've got cooters waving in Alabama. Come on.
They're hoping to have the full ordinance by the next council meeting.
How stupid is this?
If the council wants me to write in something for the females, that's going to take a little more creativity on my part. The guy says a little more creativity on my part.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if you're, I don't know, a legislator and this is the bill you have your name on,
right?
This is the piece of legislation that you're known for slacking. My God, what a loser. Who gives a shit, Frank? Just don't look at it if it bothers you.
The guy says, one of the council members said, I've heard more favorable positive comments about us even considering this than I have on anything else since I've been in the council. Oh, God, these Southern Taliban members.
You're a bunch of losers then, because
they're just terrifying.
Don't you think there are other things? I mean, are all the bridges and roads, is everything secure?
Well, exactly.
Are the potholes filled?
And that's one resident was saying, you know, we've got problems with some noise, with some construction that's perpetually going on at the right. bad times of night and shit. She's there complaining about that, and she's like, okay, and these guys are arguing about how many inches of ass crack we're going to outlaw.
Welcome to the GOP.
The ISIS is what it is.
They care about the, like, they don't want to see the your ass crack, and they want to save your fetus. Those are two things they want to do.
Right.
And make you have a, you know,
strap you down.
Right.
And save that fucking fetus.
And everybody buy a gun. No background checks.
Right.
Stupid.
It's a cloudy day here in Los Angeles, California, where we at right now. A little bit cooler.
Overcast.
A little bit cooler than it has been. It's been ass crack hot.
Right. Ooh, well, and see, that's illegal now.
Right.
Ass crack.
It's been slacking.
What do you do? Are you now, are Alabama, the cops allowed to shoot people?
Only the black ones.
Right. Oh, my God.
We can see what's going on in the news. Let's see what the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post and the dummies of Drudge think are the headlines of the day.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, September 14th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. A little early, a little early.
You don't want to be out before that last little trumpet flourish.
I kind of want to hit right before that. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. So I say, these are your headlines.
But you dun-dun-dun. Did. Kate, dun-dun-dun. Play the tape back. I think you did just that.
There's a photograph of some razor wire. And it looks like it was probably some Hungarian military officers in the background.
Nine!
And it says, Hungary, halt! Hungary says, halt.
Oh.
Hungary has been throwing up some fencing.
What?
To keep out those Syrian refugees.
Oh, man. That's a bad scene over there. I saw some pictures.
Oh, God. Meanwhile, website. The Germans are the ones who seem to be having some compassion. They're taking in 100,000 or more.
Right.
Hundreds of thousands they're opening their Teutonic bosom to. And here in America, people are losing their tits because Obama said, well, we should maybe ramp it up to 10,000.
Yeah.
10,000.
Didn't some asshole right-wing nut job conservative say something horrendous about about this refugee situation?
Sure.
God damn it.
Still not narrowing it down.
I can't remember it, but someone said something horrible. It wasn't Scott Walker. Let me go through the normal
Ben
one.
Carson said something.
It was Ben Carson.
It might be on our
God, what a
Facebook.
Fucking asshole. I wish I could remember exactly what he said. It's something about being politically correct.
Oh, people are just trying to be politically correct by helping the Syrian refugees.
What the fuck, dude? How can that guy be president? How in the fuck could that guy be president?
Well, and the way they're they're just, it's just evil. The way they spin and they call them migrants, which is wrong. It's the wrong term. These aren't people who are like, I'm going to go try to get me a job in Austria because it's going right. to be better for my family. These are people whose neighborhoods have been gassed and bombed into oblivion. Some of these assholes are like, go back where you came from.
You can't.
There's nothing to
it's
come
from. It's a pile of rubble, you dickhead.
And it's really bizarre. Some of these nations in Europe,
right.
like Hungary, are throwing up fences. And then others are trying to welcome the refugees, et cetera, et cetera.
I was watching these people.
Find out who the real Christians, quote, are and aren't.
God, I was watching, just seeing some pics of people in these lines where they get processed into either like a refugee camp or into another country or whatever. And they are carrying everything they own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a couple of plastic bags. There's some kids with like a teddy bear or whatever. Just that's all they fucking have. How dare Ben Carson say something like that? That privileged fuck.
Right.
I mean, it's unreal.
He was talking to, let's see, ABC News.
Okay. What a dick.
He said, I would recognize that bringing people from the Middle East right now carries extra danger. You gotta watch out. They're all Al-Qaeda. They're sneaking them in. Those little four-year-olds are really packed with C4.
God, it's like, can you take 2 seconds to think about what it would be like to have your house blown up and you have to walk to another fucking country with everything you own in a fucking plastic bag? And do these people have passports and IDs and birth certificates and bullshit?
Did you hear about some of them who are complaining that, how can these be refugees? They've got cell phones, because some of them are taking pictures with their smartphones and shit. And there was a great tweet. Somebody tweeted something, and they made a meme out of it. And I think we put it up, on our Facebook. Marianne Elliott is her name on Twitter, at Zen Peacekeeper.
Oh, that's nice.
She says, I don't understand how possessing a cell phone makes someone less convincing refugee. They're fleeing war, not visiting from the 18th century.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. They took their phone with them. Their house was blown up.
It's just heartlessness. It's so like these stupid fucking Republicans who are like, how can our poor complain here? They've got heat.
Yeah. They've got heat. Oh, man.
The richest country ever in the history of man. They've got heat. That's our low bar. That's what we aspire to. So just so we know that there's selfish dick faces everywhere in the world right now. Hungary's thrown up a fence to keep people out. But then, you know, I guess you could say, well, what can some of these countries...
Right.
How can they even accommodate some of these
Germany's
people?
Taking in 100,000 people?
More, I think. It's a
Why
big,
don't we take
problem.
In more? We got 10,000?
Because you heard Ben Carson. They're all ticking ISIS bombs.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just... Right. I mean, the thing is that why... What Ben Carson says is it's just irresponsible because people who like him will... maybe be influenced by that or agree with it. And it's nonsense. It's bullshit.
Germany has officially said it will take in 800,000 Syrian refugees.
We could match that, don't you think? I mean, Germany's a tiny little country.
I think, I forget who it was, but one of the pundits.
Pundit.
did the maths. And so if we took in, you know, like this 800,000 is X percent of the German total population, like point something.
Yeah.
If we accepted equal here, we'd have like 5 million of them.
No.
We'd be like able to alleviate half of the crisis.
And why don't we do that?
Because we're assholes. That's
why don't
we? Who's going to pay for it?
The church. We're going to put them in the church.
Yeah, it was a great idea. Hey. How about maybe a couple billion less to Exxon or GE?
Yeah.
How about those corporate cunts start paying a little bit of taxes?
Yeah.
How about some transaction taxes on this voodoo bullshit going on? With these Wall Streeters who are shifting hundreds of millions of dollars every quarter of a second, doing nothing for society except for racking up dollars in each other's accounts.
I don't
so
even
that they can have some kind of an electronic dick measuring contest.
E-dick.
Does no good for anyone anywhere in society.
I don't even understand how that fucking works.
Those transactions. Tax that bullshit.
That's so weird. What is that? Like weird gambling or something?
Yeah, it's all it is. It's sanctioned gambling. These derivatives and bullshit.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gambling. And then they try to pawn it back on us. That's the whole housing crisis. They fucked with...
Yeah.
They were the ones who were out there saying, oh, come in. Get a mortgage. It's never been easier to get a mortgage right now. Don't worry about
it. You can't.
Times are great. Buy a house.
Right. And these people are telling you to do it.
Right,
who seem to know what
matter.
They mean.
Exactly, exactly.
They're authority figures, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yep.
I mean, you should do your homework and figure it out on your own, I guess.
My mother fell for it.
God, what do you do? Really?
And I had to save her fucking house from foreclosure.
Oh, shit.
If you recall.
Oh, I remember that day. I remember that. We were drinking at that bar in Chicago somewhere. You know that? You know what bar I'm talking about? Yeah.
You'll have to narrow it down. We did a lot of drinking. I don't remember exactly.
I came in late to the conversation, and there was definitely a mood at the table, and I was like, hey, what's going on? And you were like, well.
Yeah, I just had to refinance my mom's house.
What had happened was,
she signed, one of those idiots,
yeah,
convinced her to do this balloon payment bullshit, and she was an old lady on a fixed income. And balloon time came, and guess who couldn't afford to pay it off or redo, you know? And that's exactly what
happened.
That's
so fucking evil.
Had I not been able to do it, she would have been fucked. I mean, she would have lost her house.
Right. It's crazy.
So, right, these assholes. And then, you know, the truly heartless again amongst us are like, well, they shouldn't have taken out those mortgages.
Right.
When the government's telling you, take it, it's great. When the banks are telling you, take it. Right now, it's a great deal. Bad credit doesn't matter. Come in, buy a house, own your house. Rent to own. That was a good one. Right.
Oh, yeah. Them refugees shouldn't have got their home blowed up.
And then all those transactions go tits up. Some assholes make money off of that because they bet against
them being able to pay.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Some of these motherfuckers are making money against the failure of these loans. Meanwhile, then the bank is like, well, we want our money. Foreclose, 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 foreclose. God. And then when the whole thing goes belly up, then they go to the government and say, you have to bail us out because we're not making money for the shareholders right now.
Oh, my God.
We're too big to fail.
But they failed.
They didn't. We bailed them out. We should have let them fail like they did in Iceland. Let those fuckers fail and jail them. We've talked about this before. Was it their prime minister? Somebody way high up, and a bunch of them went to jail along with the top bankers that put them into that crisis.
Shit.
The Icelanders were like, we're not going to put up with this.
Wait, didn't that happen here?
Oh, no.
No. Yeah. Did that happen when Shell or BP, they dumped a shit ton of oil in the Gulf?
But a black guy tried to sell some Lucy's.
And they choked
the
him out.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the crimes that are of concern to your average Republican.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
And I'm going to lay it on the Republican. Fuck you all. You assholes out there that are like, they're the same. Republicans or Democrats are exactly the same. I'm not going to vote.
No, they're not.
You're an asshole. You're just an asshole. Would I love to see the belly upping of this ridiculous two-party system we have, which I just don't think works really well? But yeah.
Absolutely.
That'd be really great. And they're both shitheads. They both bow down to giant interests.
But they're not. There's
a big difference.
So many differences.
Right. One wants to hand us over quicker to corporate America and just give up and turn it into a corporo fascist, religio fascist state.
Nine.
And the other one, less quick.
Right.
But hopefully,
the other one wants to raise the minimum wage.
Exactly.
What do you think about that?
Hopefully, Bernie, if he doesn't win, is going to do exactly what he wanted to do at the outset. He keeps talking about how surprised he is that he's doing as well as he is. He really got in it to shape the conversation around all of these issues.
Right.
That he's right. The people want this popular. He's talking to conservatives, and a lot of them are going, that's kind of right.
In that speech he was talking about the police violence.
Right. And he's talking about the income inequality being the kind of the main issue we need to all look at right now. And that's what's making everybody testy. To put it mildly.
Yeah.
And that, you know, if we were the most prosperous nation, etc., and the bestest place to live, that was when there was a strong middle class and corporations paid a shit ton of taxes. And the number one corporate, what am I looking for? Their goals, their
objectives.
What do they call the corporate objectives? The corporate
mission statement.
Mission statement. Thank
you. Yay, I win. What do I get?
Nada. The corporate mission statements had to do with, you know, bettering society and making a good product and keeping our customers happy and keeping our employees happy.
Socialist!
We talked about that article I read about, I want to say IBM, that you know, IBM's been around since the 40s. They made typewriters and shit, and then computers and everything. And that you can look at their corporate atmosphere and their corporate philosophy over the decades and see where it flipped in the mid-70s and then into the Reagan era, where it turned from our priorities are our products for our customers and our employees. Those are our priorities as a corporation. Then it switched to shareholder value. And that's the main problem with this predatory capitalism bullshit, is this is it's all shareholder value. They don't care about pollution.
Fuck it.
It's like, we need to increase shareholder value. They sit at this board. But then who are the shareholders? All those cunts sitting around the board. It's you're not, you know, they talk about shareholders like it's some little granny waving her 401k.
Yeah, it's not.
That's a little drop in the piss bucket.
Right.
Of what of all the shares that are there.
You're talking
all
about people
the
that
shareholders
own.
Are sitting around that.
It's a small group.
Right.
A real small group.
And it's a circle jerk. Everybody's on everybody else's goddamn board. Right?
Yeah.
I sit on 9 different boards. What the fuck do you do?
Wonderful.
Figure out ways to increase shareholder value, which means make us more money.
I think income inequality freaks people out because, or redistributing the wealth, that idea, because I think, you know, some people dream of, you know, having a big mansion and an infinity pool and all that shit.
Right.
And I feel like if by saying we want to redistribute the wealth, that means that dream for them is gone somehow. Like, they can never be like a big, rich mogul or capitalist.
Which is not true. Nobody's talking about... it's that slippery slope. Nobody's talking about turning a revolution and turning it into... everybody's going to be dressing in uniforms, you know, and getting a little Maui.
I mean, you
know... Nobody's talking about that.
Uniforms wouldn't be horrible. I mean, think about it. If we all had the same uniform... God. Talk about simplifying your life.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
No. You go in there, you're like, oh, look, I wear the onesie today. Right. Because if I don't wear the onesie, I get put in the stockades.
It sounds like a great life.
Yeah. Where is your onesie?
Why are you not wearing it? So that's the headline over at the Drudge, or at the HuffPo, I should say. Is
right.
Hungary halt.
Yes.
Nice alliteration again. Congrats.
God, I can't believe that we aren't just... People should want to take these people in. I mean, can't you see that they're going through hell? I mean...
They don't care.
I mean...
Don't care.
Just think about living... I don't know what it would be like if we had ISIS running around in the Hollywood Hills, cutting people's heads off and shit. Right. You know?
We do.
That's what it would be like, though, if you lived there, you know?
They have no idea. The headline over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Of course, is going to have little to do with... even the other good news, by the way, about the deficit, that the deficit dropped by another like 50% over the last period.
What?
Yeah, you'll never hear about that.
Oh, no.
Finally, George Bush's policies are being enacted.
Listen, I keep hearing over and over again that the economy under Obama has been horrible. It's been terrible.
Well, I just... It's amazing how many dummies will start screaming about the deficit when they don't know what they're fucking talking about. And they don't know the difference between the deficit and the debt. And
yeah, what a bunch of fucking idiots.
And the two, and how the deficit affects the debt. The deficit is how much we either lose per year or whatever. And that all adds up to the debt.
You can't
start hacking away at the debt when you have a deficit, because you're still losing money.
So at Vile Experience, a deficit is the rate at which you shit dollars.
Right. And if you don't shit dollars...
is the big pile of shit.
If you get to save...
Right.
It's a surplus. We had one of those back when Bill Clinton was getting a blowjob in the hall.
You see...
See? Somebody filleted Obama. But
come here, Joe.
You know, they scream about deficit and spending too, and they can't, it doesn't hold up, because also this administration has some of the lowest spending that they've had. Republicans spend like drunken hoas. Not well, drunken sailors. Drunken rich people. I don't know. They spend like drunken people who spend a lot of money.
Drunken individuals.
And then they say, no, deficits, deficits. They just don't want to spend money on people.
Okay.
They don't want to help people.
Oh, that's great.
This is what they do. They want to buy
but
big
wait a
tanks.
Second. It's the government.
Missiles with big bomby blow-up-y Ooh. Shit on them. They love that. More.
Yeah, let's build some more planes that don't fly.
But we don't need them. Commie!
We really don't need them.
What about Al-Qaeda?
What about building one of those homeless shelters down in the downtown L.A.?
You pinko. Get a job.
You know, affordable housing. You know how many homeless... I was walking around a lot this weekend. You know how many homeless people there are within like a two-block
so
radius
gross.
Of this place?
So
it's
gross.
Shitload.
Yeah.
It's like, how are people not losing their minds over this?
I got mine.
Oh, yeah. Please.
They wall themselves up, right? They're just...
Yeah.
And now they're moving back into the cities. Remember they had all that white flight and, you know, now everybody's moving back into the cities and gentrifying out.
Oh, yeah, man.
The middle class and poorer people that they left to... They ran from the cities.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. Look at San Francisco. You talked about the fucking rents.
Oh, God.
And cost of living in San
Francisco. A three-bedroom there can cost you $3,500 a month.
And they... Yeah, so...
Fuck that.
So yeah, some... ridiculous startup has to pay you $300,000 a year right out of college because you can't afford to live in San Francisco.
I'm in a conversion van. How much are you making?
Right.
$250,000 a year.
You said there are people living in vans, right?
Oh, yeah.
That are making six
a
figures.
A shit ton of money.
Because they're priced out of the housing market or whatever.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. America, capitalism, woohoo!
Yay!
The headline over at the Drudge Report, there's a surprisingly shocking.
Shocker.
An unflattering picture of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
Who it looks like she was talking and she has her hand on her eyebrow, like as if she's saying, oh, my. Taken through a curtain. It's like a creep shot. It's really weird. And it says, the headline is Slow Joe May Wait Until Thanksgiving! Exclamation
God.
Point.
It's Slow Joe, really? He's you know. Slow. God, the Drudge what a bunch of shitheads.
It leads to a Bloomberg story over
Bloomberg.com.
Biden secretly meets with top Obama bundler during New York swing.
What in the fuck does bundler
it's
mean?
It's one of these people that goes out and gets lots of money
okay.
for candidates. So they're saying that while Biden was in New York over the weekend, he had a meeting
right
with one of these cash wranglers. So we'll see. Still thinking about getting into the race, but now they're saying that he may not decide until Thanksgiving, until
wow.
the end of November. He's going to miss the first debate. The first Democratic debate.
Oh, now that's a shame, because I like to see Biden in those debates.
But he's probably got enough. I mean, especially, we've said, if he packages himself with Elizabeth Warren and comes out running, I mean, I think he would have a good shot. Hillary's numbers are dropping. But again, we're a fucking year out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see.
You know, we're a year out. Nobody's talking about, I mean, except Bernie. It's interesting. I feel like we hear a lot about like what Bernie's saying and his message from the press. But for all the other candidates, they always just talk about numbers. Like the main thing you hear about Trump, oh, here's his numbers. Or like, you know, here's how much he's up in this New Hampshire poll or whatever.
Well, you can't talk about the
very little
the Republican
substance.
Platform because their only platform is
hate
on Obama,
right?
Whatever.
Fear.
No, and you know, and nothing realistic. We need to do something about immigration. We agree. And in fact, the House of morons had a bipartisan immigration bill sent to them, right?
Yeah,
from the Senate. And the orange guy that cries all the time couldn't get it done because of his lunatic fringe. It's like, no, brown people, launch them all back.
Hey. So funny. My guy, just think about it. I mean, there's enough people afraid of people coming from Mexico that they really like the idea of a wall.
Right.
So xenophobic.
And ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
I mean, it's not workable, and nor is the instant deportation. Somehow Donald Trump is going to invent Star Trek teleportation between now and the time he's elected, because he thinks, he said within his first year, he's going to have all those people deported.
Oh, yeah.
11 million people. How's that going to work?
Buses. Then,
who was it that said?
Zip lines. That's how they're going to do it. You didn't read that?
That might be fun.
Zip line from here to Mexico City.
One, God, I don't remember which nut job said it.
Hey.
But something, was it Christie that wants to track them?
Oh, yeah.
Like FedEx packages.
Oh, yeah.
FedEx can do it.
Put a tag on their ear.
And I saw a comment who, they went full Godwin, but they said, you know, they there were some yellow stars sewn onto people's jackets to tag them and keep track of them not all that long ago also.
It's so hard for us to treat humans like humans.
Right.
I mean, some of us. It should be the easiest fucking thing. And by the way, he talks about building this fucking wall. I don't know from walls. I don't know how to build walls, really.
Well, Trump apparently could build the bestest wall ever.
You know, the building a couple of... couple of buildings down from Crab Diving Studios, the one that's getting, I don't know, all the construction work done to it. They're essentially building a wall in front, like putting new facing on that building.
Yes.
Do you see how many bags of like Quikrete or that stuff you mix up to make concrete out of? See how many bags are stacked in the yard in front?
No.
Like a shitload. So I'm just saying, that's for that little house, that one building. You talking about a fucking wall? How many bags is that going to take?
Right.
That's my point. I mean, it's just insane.
And who's going to pay for it? Well, Mexico's going to pay for
it. Oh, Mexico. Okay. They'll love that.
Right. Send them a bill.
Right. Oh, yeah. We're not doing anything with our money. We just have this cartel. They're cutting people's heads off. Oh, yeah. We'll build your ridiculous fucking wall.
And, you know, there's whispers that the government's in on that shit, too. There was just, you know, those 40-something students that all vanished and were killed.
Yeah.
Now there were shenanigans called, I think, just last week on some more of the information. Like, they found out that the government's lying about some details or something. I don't have, I know really zero about that. I just saw the headline. I didn't read the story, so apologies. But there was some shit like that came out. There was more information that the government is obfuscating the investigation.
Holy shit.
But the government, shock, might be in bed with the cartels, huh? Oh, what a shock.
Man, that narco series we watched on Netflix, that's fucking nuts.
Right.
Who knew there's so much money in cocaine?
I've got, let's see, it's a big day, everybody. We were all waiting. And sure enough, this morning, this is a... not the groundhog, but a land hog, came out on the county clerk court steps.
Fuck you.
And read a statement. Here is Kim Davis.
Oh, man.
Returning to work this morning.
What's she wearing? What's the designer?
Michelle Duggar is the designer of her outfit.
A Duggar original.
And Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
She is showing a little bit of neck and a couple of chins. Here is Moorhead, Kentucky. This is 7:47 a.m. Eastern time this morning.
Fuck you.
She showed up good and early.
Oh, yeah.
For work.
I'm here before you this morning with a seemingly impossible choice that I do not wish on any of my fellow Americans, my conscience or my freedom.
My conscience or my freedom.
God, it's just a simpleton. She's either a simpleton or really fucking evil.
I think she's a simpleton, and I think she was really used and, you know, brainwashed by that whole torture device thing.
My conscience or my ability to serve the people that I love, obey God, or a directive that forces me to disobey God, even when there are reasonable accommodations available.
Shut up.
It doesn't
good God.
Force you to disobey God. Therefore, no accommodations need to be made to you.
Oh, the tears. Oh, I love the tears. Oh, my God.
Cry. You lost.
This is a show. This is theater. Right. It's theater.
Right.
I have thought and prayed very hard about what to do. The decisions I have made in this case and the decisions I will continue to make in this case are mine and mine alone. I don't want to have this conflict. I don't want to be in the spotlight. And I certainly don't want to be a whipping post.
A what?
A whipping post.
Well, then...
post is...
you're whipping...
a stretch.
A whipping railroad tie.
Stump, possibly. Yeah. two of those, okay. The middle one is bullshit.
Whipping post. I am no hero.
Right.
I'm just a person who's been transformed by the grace of God and who wants to work... be with my family.
Who apparently also has some sort of little fiefdom going on there, right?
Oh,
her
my
son
God.
Works there. It was her mother's seat.
I mean, how corrupt is that? I mean, really.
Right.
Should those jobs be passed down?
And you know this is going on everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's going on everywhere.
Oh, dude, this is just a small little glimpse into
what... Well, we have a Clinton and a Bush running for president.
It's the good old boy network.
Runs all the way up.
I just want to serve my neighbors quietly without violating my conscience. And so this morning, I am forced to fashion a remedy that reconciles my conscience with Judge Bunning's orders, effective immediately. And until an accommodation is provided by those with the authority to provide it, any marriage license issued by my office will not be issued or authorized by me. I want the whole world to know, be no mistake about it, that if my deputy clerks, who do not have my authorization or the authority, they don't have my authority to issue any license whatsoever. I love my deputy clerks, and I hate that they have been caught in the middle. If any of them feels that they must issue an unauthorized license to avoid being thrown in jail, I understand their tough choice. And I will take no action against them. However,
I don't know what action she could take. If she tried to fire one of these, I think even her evil hate group legal counsel would be like, you know what, you're really opening yourself up to a civil lawsuit there where they could, you know, he could sue you for civil rights violations because you can't fire him for obeying the law.
So what is she saying? Is she saying that she's letting her deputy clerks issue same-sex marriage licenses? Or just marriage licenses?
She's saying that if they want to go ahead, she's not going to somehow intervene or interfere. Not that I know that she could.
Yeah.
Fling herself on the table in front of them? I don't know what. Hold them off with a pitchfork? One of those sharpened crosses on the end of a stick like those creeps were waving around at their creepy revival meeting out in front with Huckabee?
Dude, it looked like something from the Crusades.
Right.
From like the middle fucking ages.
A Monty Python movie.
Pikes.
But the funny thing is that she's saying, these aren't valid. It's not my authorization. It's